Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
One of the most powerful ways to sell someone is using assumption. Now, in the selling circle, they call it the assumptive close. We're going to talk about assumptions, and we're going to talk about using language that you can use when you're talking with your clients to sell them coaching, or even when you're coaching them to help them make a good decision and move forward in the progress that they're looking for. Hey, Wayne Sutton here at the howtosellyourcoaching.com and callwithwayne.com. Jump on over to Call with Wayne. Get your free business audit. So let's take a look at this. Assumptions are very powerful. Assumptions will bypass the critical factor of the mind if there's a deep rapport and people are already moving in a certain area, moving towards a sale. And I'm going to give you two or three really quick, easy ones. First is, when we talk about assumption, is this is your next step. So when I'm talking with somebody about coaching, I'll say, okay, so here's your next step. And I talk about the onboarding process, or setting up their first coaching call, or doing a deep business audit if we're doing business coaching. So here's your next step. And I even give them a little taste of what we're going to do, or I'll give them an instruction, maybe even give them a little bit of work to do. And I need you to go here and do this, and then send me an email back. I haven't even asked for a credit card yet, okay? So what we're doing here is we're assuming they're going to work with us. And we're giving them the mindset of how it looks to work with us. Now, I have had this work so well, and some of the reasons it works so well is some of the language that we're going to use. So one of the things we're going to use is a simple language pattern called, and how will you? And how will you? So this is really great when you're asking somebody, how will they use your new product? How will you know when you get results? Okay, Bob, so in our coaching program, we're going to help you lose weight, for instance. If you're a fitness coach. And how will you know that you've achieved your goals? See, years ago when I did a lot more counseling, people would say, I just want to be happy. I'm going, great, and how will you know when you're happy? How will you know when you're happy? We must be able to gauge it. If you can gauge it, you can see progress. You can see progress. You start feeling better about yourself. When you see progress, you'll recognize that working with me is a great idea. Don't you agree? Yes, great. So how will you know? And you see, so something that you can, a tangible result, or how will your internal awareness change working with our program? How do you see that? How will you know? Another one that I just recently had a client tell me, Wayne, I need to look at this over the next 2 to 3 days so I can make a great decision. I'm like, great. And they were real standoffish from the very beginning about being sold. I could feel this. I could hear this in their voice. I said, listen, great. I'm not here to convince you that my coaching program is for you. This is something you need to convince yourself of. Are you with me? And I got a yes from them. Are you with me? So we want compliance. This is something you convince yourself of, right? And so my question then, Mr. Prospect, is how will you convince yourself? And that's a strong statement if you leave it alone. Deep rapport, that's good. You can leave it and they'll draw their own conclusion. But what I did was just give it about a 2 second pause. But I didn't want that resistance to come up. So then I gave them some ideas. So Mr. Prospect, so I have a question for you then. Mr. Prospect, how will you convince yourself? Will it be watching the videos, the testimonials? Will it be just drawing out your own conclusions? Or will it be conclusions you saw from someone else? And so what I did was give them a number of ways to convince themselves. But I also gave just a 2, maybe 3 second pause there for them to draw their own conclusion. So how will you convince yourself? Mr. Prospect, I'm very curious. Everybody has their own patterns of making decisions. Their own patterns of making great decisions. So when you think about our coaching program, what is your pattern? I'm curious. Great solving. I'm curious. How will you convince yourself? Or how will you go through that process yourself? That's a great assumptive question, guys. Write these down, okay? So, and there's other ones. I want to go deep into this, but I only want to give you really one a day. Let's just do one. I've got about 30 of these I could do. I just want to give you one today. Just start thinking more of the assumptive. And so let's take even out of the language patterns. Assumptive closes are taught a lot in sales when it comes to, hey, would you like to deliver it on Tuesday or Thursday? When you give a question like that, that's a strong assumptive. I like to begin with a little easier. For instance, our coaching program, our coaching calls are every Wednesday night. So today is Thursday. So we've got a few days before your next one, which is good because we can get you into the onboarding program. We can open up the vault. You can start looking at all the training materials. And I'd like to get you on the phone with our accountability coach. We can do all of that over the next few days. And so you've got the groundwork. And the questions you'll have for the next Wednesday night coaching call. How does that sound to you? Does that sound good? Whatever. does that make sense? Yes. Getting a yes. Okay. And then we can go into some of the other language patterns that we're going to talk about. So when you use language patterns, when you are assumptive, you have to recognize the place that the prospect's at. Are they hesitant and resistant? If so, you got to be a lot easier. Are they in deep rapport and flowing with you? Then you can do it. You can move right in. If somebody tells, I'll give you one more real quick. If somebody says, I'm just not going to do business with you. I'm just not going to do business. I'm not sure. I don't think so. It's just a real strong no or leaning towards no. Then I use a language pattern called sooner or later. Now, sooner or later means it's kind of like there's vagueness in there. There's vagueness, but because of the vagueness, and it's like, well, sooner or later, it's easy for them to accept. Sooner or later, a person can. When you say a person can, I'm teaching way too deep here for one podcast. When you say a person can. And you give any statement after that, the people hear a person can, it means they can. But you didn't say them because then resistance comes up. Sooner or later, a person can see the need for our digital marketing company. Sooner or later, most intelligent people realize digital marketing is definitely the way to go in this space. Sooner or later, people, and then you give your little command, okay? But today, instead of jumping in sooner or later, I'll go deeper on that. I want you to go back and listen to this podcast, take notes, and think, how can I be more assumptive in my sales? Hey, this is Wayne with the Wealthy Coach. I look forward to working with you in building your coaching business. Now, let's begin our call. But just to get to know each other a little bit. And then you can, so you gave a command. I look forward to it. It's a little assumptive. Very assumptive, and then you give a command, then you go back into, hey, let's get to know each other a little bit. You back down, you go more into the, tell me a little bit about you, tell me a little bit, how did you discover us, how did you do this, etc. And you go more into the peer-to-peer, and then you go back at the end with, okay, here's our next step. Here's our next step is a little strong, but sometimes you can be. Here's what working with us looks like. I want to get you on an onboarding call, and then you start to paint the picture. Guys, there's so much more. And inside of the Wealthy Coach program, we have our Hypnotic Selling Secrets program. We do not teach this outside of the Wealthy Coach, but you can take advantage of it. Learn the language patterns we use so people feel naturally, easily, comfortably ready to jump on board. Callwithwayne.com. I want you to schedule a call. Let's take 10, 15 minutes. Do a quick business audit of your business. Let me look and see if we can help you. If so, great. Yes, I will be assumptive if we can. But if we can't, I'll say, listen, I'm not the person for you. And I have about five other coaches I will refer you to if they're better for you. But I do promise you at least one aha moment. Callwithwayne.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Jump over again to howtosellyourcoaching.com. Go out there, change lives today, and get wealthy doing it. God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.